Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. We'd like to welcome JMJ Financial Group to Mortgage Mom Radio. Since opening their doors in Southern California in 1992, yes, folks, 1992, JMJ Financial Group has been changing perspectives one person at a time, one-on-one contact. JMJ Financial Group is a mortgage bank with every loan program that you could need under one roof. FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, and jumbo. What program do you need? They're going to work with you one-on-one. They're a full-service, customer-centric mortgage lender. Do you require real estate services too? It can be quick and simple with the right guidance. JMJ Financial has some great information you can put to use when making your decision. Want to work with JMJ Financial? Don't you want somebody who's going to help you along the way? Call Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. You trust your mom, so trust who mom trusts. Technology when you need it, human touch when you want it. JMJ Financial.
So how's our favorite mom doing this week?
Oh, I'm good. You know, it's early. It's 7 a.m. So I am hyped up on my Diet Dr. Pepper and my coffee. I've had quite a bit of everything this morning. But no, I'm great this week. It's been a busy week. It's been exciting. It's been fun. We've been moving into a new location. You know, we've got JMJ on board as our new sponsor. Really, we've just got so many great things going on. We've got some great interviews happening. It's a whole new mom, a whole new show. It's just super, super exciting. And, you know, I can't wait. I feel like we're bringing entertainment and education all in one. We're wrapping it up. So it's just been great.
So the mom is available for you right now. You can talk to her. She'll answer the phone at 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, 844-935-3634. The phone lines are open starting now, or you can text the word mom to 474747. And we're taking questions for Morgan Wallen tickets. Talk about that.
Okay, so we actually have a new workshop coming up. We've had a lot of people that have really enjoyed our workshops in the past, and we've always done them at a location, and you have to kind of take time out of your day, and it's, you know.
It was fun. You had, like, food and drinks.
No, it was a great time, but we've decided that we're gonna try to get a little techie. So, you know, I'm in that generation that we've grown up with tech, but we aren't the millennials, you know, so it's maybe taken me a little bit longer to get to that point of being able to do something that's more, you know, online. But this time I think it's going to be great because everybody can attend and nobody has to take time out of their day. They could be at the grocery store and have us up on Facebook Live. They could be on their YouTube, whatever vehicle that they like to use. But we're going to be giving away tickets for Morgan Wallen. Thank goodness for Go Country 105. They have been just amazing in the support that they've given to us for those. And we're going to, basically, the best question wins. So what I'm looking for right now is that I want everybody.
I guess we should say our favorite question wins.
Yeah, our favorite question. And it can be mortgage related, tax related for the tax grandma. It can be credit related for our credit cowboy. And, it can be mom related, family related. You know, I want to hear your questions about what should I do with my teenager or what should I do with my 3-year old. We've got, let's say that I have the wisdom to answer just about any of those questions. But best question is going to win those tickets. So how do you do that? You actually go to our website. You go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can click on the about/us and you'll see workshop. So go to the workshop page. If you have your phone app, if you've already downloaded the phone app, you can actually see that right from the phone app. It says workshop, coming workshop. And it will tell you what to do. You basically just need to submit us your question so that we can make sure that we answer all of those questions during that workshop that we will do live on Facebook and YouTube streaming.
And if you're on Instagram, in our bio page at Mortgage Mom Radio, we've got the link there too, so you can get there as well.
That's right. So today, actually, I'm going to have my credit cowboy on, Steve Altonian with Credit Law Solutions.
And yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Yeah, absolutely. He actually, he's an artist too. I mean, he plays instruments. And
what kind of instruments? Like the ukulele?
No, I'm pretty sure that he plays guitar.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But he, and I'm pretty sure he sings. I mean, he's got a band and he's got some music and he's got some things published. Huh. So he's actually a pretty interesting character, but he is absolutely amazing when it comes to credit and credit advice. So, you know, new year, new mom, new 2019 for everybody, and new resolutions. You know, people have all, you know, said that they're going to do something with their resolution. Why not work on you, your financial portfolio, your credit, you know, make sure that everything is intact, buy a home this year. You know, there's so many great things that can be accomplished, and especially if you get started now. So we're going to have him on and talk with him a little bit. Then we're going to talk a little bit, like you said, about the self-employed borrower, because that's a big thing. We haven't really focused a lot on that during our show over the last 2.5 years. So we're going to give all of you self-employed borrowers some really great loan programs that we now have available, especially being with JMJ Financial. We're so excited about that. That has been such a great move for us. We're just so excited about it. I can't say it enough
times. That's relieving too, because there's a lot of people listening that are self-employed.
Most of Southern California is self-employed. We're all business owners of some sort, let's just say. And then we're going to read texts, and we're going to answer questions, and we're going to take phone calls. And, you know, so like you said earlier, the phone lines are open and people can start calling now. You know, if we don't answer right now because we're, you know, can't get to the question, we're going to actually call you back, and we're still going to answer the question for you. And the text messages, we're going to read those and answer those as well. So get those coming to us. We want to be able to help everybody out there. That's what we do. That's what this is all about. It's about education. We want to help, and it's free education. You know, you're not paying for it.
So have you convinced the other mom, Heidi, to come on the show this week?
I did. She's actually here, and she's waiting for us, and she's not super excited. She's not really
a morning person.
Yeah, not really a morning person, but she's going to be here, and Heidi is amazing. She is my right hand. When you work with Mortgage Mom Radio, you will definitely be talking with her and working with her. She is so knowledgeable. You know, I met Heidi when I worked at Wells Fargo Bank, and I was a loan officer, and she was a processor, and, you know, we just really hit it off. I was a single mom at the time. She was a single mom. I moved from Newport Beach to Valencia, and that's how I met her, as I just transferred offices within the company. And she was already there working at that office, and it just so happened that she's got a son that's the same age as my second son, Mikey, and they happened to be at the same school. She lived right around the corner, and we just hit it off. And I feel like we hit it off because I'm very knowledgeable, and I put a lot of my heart into every single loan that I do, and I put everything that I've got into a file to make sure that it gets done right. And, you know, I don't really have a black and white. I've got a real big gray area, which I think is what makes me good at my job. And it helps me do things that other lenders maybe have said no. And so talking with her and, you know, just kind of starting that bonding, she's very much the same way. And she knows what she's doing. If I could use a dirty word right now, I would. She knows her beep. you know, and so when you talk with somebody that is like that, and they can also understand that you have that same knowledge, it creates a bond because you feel like you're on that same level with somebody. And I have been fortunate enough in 2018 to finally pull her away from where she was. She moved all the way up the ladder at Wells Fargo Bank. She was the regional processing manager for many, many years for them, which is a huge position. She was managing other processors, managing other area managers for the processors. She really had a very big piece in that, and that just goes to show you her knowledge. So to have her on my team, and for you coming to me to get your loan done, and knowing that she's on my team and she's on your team, you know, we work for you. It's kind of that servant leadership. You know, we are working for you when you come to us. And so we are there to serve you and to help you. And, you know, you've got every tool that you need. So I'm excited that she's here. She's not a morning person. I'm going to give her a little bit of beep at the end of the show. you know, I'm going to definitely kind of dig into her a little bit about mom stuff too. But she's got some really great things. We've done some amazing, amazing loans, and we've got some fantastic programs for self-employed borrowers. So I'm going to get her on that because it's really right up her alley. She loves it. Anything she can do to get creative, she gets excited about. So, all right. So if you guys have questions for us today, don't forget, text us, text the word mom to 474747. Want to know more about those Morgan Wallen tickets? It's the same thing. You want to ask a question to the tax grandma, send it over because she's going to be on in just a little bit. You have questions for the credit cowboy, send those over because he's going to be on in just a little bit. You guys want contact information for any of them, just give me their name, tax grandma, credit cowboy, and I will respond to you and get you their telephone number so you can reach out direct.
It's a jam-packed show today on Mortgage Mom Radio, but first, it's time for compliance.
Oh, that's right. We have to get that done. All right. So my name is Debbie Marcoux. My NMLS ID number is 237926. And I'm licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. We'd like to welcome JMJ Financial Group to Mortgage Mom Radio. Since opening their doors in Southern California in 1992, yes, folks, 1992, JMJ Financial Group has been changing perspectives one person at a time, one-on-one contact. JMJ Financial Group is a mortgage bank with every loan program that you could need under one roof. FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, and jumbo. What program do you need? They're going to work with you one-on-one. They're a full-service, customer-centric mortgage lender. Do you require real estate services too? It can be quick and simple with the right guidance. JMJ Financial has some great information you can put to use when making your decision. Want to work with JMJ Financial? Don't you want somebody who's going to help you along the way? Call Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. You trust your mom, so trust who mom trusts. Technology when you need it, human touch when you want it. JMJ Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tex. Grandma, how are you?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing great. Hey, you have no idea how many questions I've had and people that have asked me for your number, and so I just want to make sure you know I'm handing that out like candy.
Yeah, I haven't heard from anyone yet, just so you know. It's fine. I appreciate it, but I don't want you to think I wasn't returning. I will always return calls as quick as they come in, for sure.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. You know what? When it comes to taxes, it's a pretty sensitive subject, and the fact that people are asking, I think that that's great. And everybody out there listening, you guys, she's ready for those calls, so don't hold back. If I give you the number, feel free to reach out to her and get in touch with her. So Denise.
Absolutely. Yeah. And like I say, I'm good about returning calls, so if I get one, I will definitely be on it.
I love it. So last week on the show, we talked about, I told you that I wanted you to explain to us how we figure out what kind of tax deduction that we get if, for example, the current loan amount on the home is, let's say, $900,000, but we can only write off interest up to $750,000 with the new tax laws. So I was wondering if you could explain, how do you as a CPA differentiate when you get that 1098 form from the bank that says this is how much interest that you paid this year? How do you figure out how much of that number can be written off?
It's very simple. The tax software does it.
Okay.
As sad as that is, it's not a calculation that the consumer makes. I have many, many clients that exceeded the $1,000,001 that you were allowed, $1 million on your main mortgage and $100,000 on the equity line of credit. This is for 2017 and prior, not for 18. And it was not, and that will continue on the primary loan, will stay at $1 million if your loan was established before December of 2017, not 18. If you took the loan out in 18, it falls under the new rules of the cap of 750 for combined, as long as the home equity line was used for home improvement or purchase, like a piggyback or something.
Right.
But that still goes into play. But in the old days, which would be the 17 now, the 1098 would come in with the full amount, and then in the tax software, there's a calculation, and this is what we're expecting for a lot of this stuff. And there was a calculation said how much of this is grandfathered in at that time, how much was for purchase, and then the software would calculate how much of the 1098 was allowed.
Okay, so but let me get a little bit let me get a little dark and evil here for a minute. Okay, if I'm the consumer and I've got my 1098 and it says that I had, you know, $40,000 in mortgage interest that I paid. How does the IRS know that $40,000 wasn't on $750,000? I mean, everybody has a different interest rate on their loan. The same person at $750,000 could have an interest rate at 7 or 8%, and somebody could have an interest rate at 4. So how do they actually know how much loan amount that interest belongs to? Is it on that form?
When you're doing the tax return itself in the software, it will ask you how much is the total debt on all properties, and you put that in. I have some people that have millions of dollars of debt on their property. So when the calculation is done, it comes back and it tells you how much of the 1098 is allowable or not allowable. It doesn't matter what the interest rates is.
Okay.
Now, I've had some cases where the interest rates back when were really, really high, and it would return a letter from the IRS asking, how did you pay this much interest? I had a doctor that paid a huge amount of interest, and the question came back of, how could you pay this much interest on a loan that was below you know, what we put in. Her loan was below the 1 million won per 2017 return, and her interest rate was astronomical. So she was paying like $50,000-$60,000 of interest on a loan that was less than 1 million won between her home equity line and her principal mortgage. And so they got a question. All we had to do, of course, was submit the documentation to prove that it was an accurate number. So they will question it, but it can be proved.
So you just basically send your mortgage statement that shows your balance and your interest rate, and they can pretty much figure it out from there.
Correct. They'll just see that the only number they're looking for, they don't care what the interest rate is. They only care what the principal mortgage balance is. That's all they care about.
So it does ask you that in the tax software, so that is how they're actually tracking that. Because, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, how would they know that my loan amount is $900,000, right? You know,
right.
I'm just going to take it all. So anyway.
The question this year is going to be, the big, big question is going to be this year is, what's the worksheet going to be like that determines of a home equity line of credit, since the portion that is for home improvement or for original purchase is going to be allowed up to the combined amount of $750 for mortgage interest this year. So I'm not sure how they're going to do that. None of us are. We're all waiting to see how that worksheet is going to come out. There's got to be something that's going to say how much of your home equity.
I
don't know.
Right,
I don't know how they're going to do it. None of us know. And until we can start getting some answers from them, we're not going to find out. But they're saying there's going to be a way, so we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, absolutely. So for everybody listening, you guys have questions for Denise Taylor, for our tax grandma, give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. We'll get you in touch with her. If you guys want to, you can text me, text the word mom to 474747. All you have to do is respond with text grandma or Denise, and I'll make sure that you get your information over there. If you want to ask me questions that we can read to her like we did last week, feel free to do that, and we'll make sure that she answers those questions for you. Denise, so one thing last week that you did mention to me was that alimony is going away. You cannot write off alimony anymore. And that was, I was kind of floored when I heard you say that. Is there anything else that you have seen over, you know, I know you guys are getting ready. You're starting to ramp up for the tax season. Is there anything else that you have seen come to play that would be something that we want the listeners to hear or want them to know that has been kind of a significant change like that?
The thing that I had in my mind to kind of remind your people about is that rental property, people own a piece of rental property, and with the changes in the tax law, they're all kind of saying, well, maybe we should just sell our rental property. And the strongest thing I get from people is rental property is very expensive to sell. People don't quite understand, or most people don't understand, depreciation. Depreciation is a required deduction by the government. It's called allowed or allowable. And if for some reason you didn't take it, your tax preparer decided you shouldn't take it, it will be calculated back in by the IRS under audit if you get audited or whatever. I have a couple of cases of that going right now where other preparers didn't take depreciation, and it is required. So what ends up happening, if someone has a piece of rental property for 10 or 20 years, the depreciation is a percentage of the profits taken each year. I mean, that's not what depreciation is. Depreciation is the value just, you know, going down
on the
property as the longer you have it. But it uses up your profit because it reduces your profit. Therefore, when you sell it, you must add back in the depreciation that you've taken for all those years is going to be added up and taken away from your original cost or your basis, and you will pay
you'll pay taxes on that.
Yes.
So, which is really important, you know, maybe with the 1031 exchange and go buy another property. That's the whole thing, is once you're an investor, you want to stay an investor. You don't want to pay taxes on all of that. But that
rental property can actually cost you money to sell, and people think they have this pocket of money. And they rely on this pocket of money thinking, well, we'll sell the rental property for $500,000. We're going to have all this money. No, you're not, because by the time you subtract your basis and the depreciation you've taken over the year, you can actually end up with a tax liability that puts you in the hole. Happens a lot.
Right.
So you really should look at 1031-ing. You can put that down, get a new loan. You just need to make sure that the loans on your principal residence and on your investment property do not exceed the $750,000 limit this year.
Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, actually, is, you know, you know, before when you have a had a rental property, it was completely separate from the interest deduction that they were allowing for your primary residence with that 1.1. If you had a rental property and you had a mortgage against it, the interest that you paid on that mortgage just came off of the expenses of, you know, from the profit of the rent. So is that changing this year, or are people still, you know, are they maybe in a better position because of the tax law changes that have happened with having less write-offs, less deductions, no unreimbursed business expenses for salespeople? Are they better off, you know, having those rental properties and being able to take, you know, losses from those rental properties?
The answer to your question is kind of a two-part. I'm not aware of any changes in the law, but when you see the rent, the depreciation and the interest expense on that Schedule E and all of that, that information on rental properties does move over to the mortgage. It always has.
Got it.
It is in the calculation and it's still there. So this year it will be calculated on 750 instead of 1 million or 1 million one in 17 if you had a HELOC. But that always has came over. So it always did come into play. It was just one of those calculations you didn't see because it's in the software.
Got it. Now, is it a bigger benefit to a tax deduction to have that mortgage interest to claim that towards the rental than it would be to claim it on your standard deduction or your itemized deduction, you know, on your Schedule A? Is it better to put it into the rental piece of? I'm trying to give the listeners what their best tax break would be. What would be the advice that you give if you've got somebody that has, you know, $1.5 million worth of loans and all of the different properties that they own, and they've got, you know, that $1.5 million worth of interest to write off? Are they better to use that $750,000 maximum allowed towards the rental and get, would that be better or in their, you know, itemized?
There's no absolute answer on that. Everybody's circumstances are going to be different. They need to contact their tax preparer right away and have them do a what if. We just do tons and tons of what if this is true, and you have to run it really through the software. The calculations are so complicated. We can do it by hand, but it's just so tedious and time consuming. There's so many factors that we're not really aware of yet. Because the national standard's gone up to 24,000, the mortgage interest may not do them as much on the Schedule A, that's for sure. The limits, but what if they needed that amount just to get over? It again, that kind of brings it into it. The mortgage interest on the rental is going to offset any income from that. So that's good because you're going to get dollar for dollar value against the rental. So if you got $30,000 worth of income coming from the rental, the interest portion that you take up to the $750,000 in debt, of course, is going to help offset income coming to the front of the return. So that can be pretty awesome. But there's just so many factors. There's no straight answer. Everybody's case is different, and especially with the new tax laws and most of us being truly not aware of how it's all going to work.
What I'm hearing from you is that the very best thing that people can do is keep sending me their questions for you to answer those. Ask for your number, call you and talk to you, you know, and truly go through their scenario and, you know, you can advise them based on their own personal scenario because everybody is different, just like everybody's credit is different and everybody's mortgage is different.
Exactly. There's just no one canned answer that's for everybody. And we can talk about the law. We can talk about the limits. We can talk all that, but to find out how someone can legally get the best tax advantage, it has to be unique to their case. There's just so many factors involved.
Well, you know what, Denise, you're always amazing every single week. We love having you on. Come up with something good for us next week that people don't know. I love that you brought up, you know, the investment property. That was really some good advice. I love that. And I will just keep giving out, like I said at the beginning, I'll just keep giving out your number and making sure that people can get a hold of you. And for everybody listening, please, she is the tax grandma. She is going to take you through your scenario. She will make sure that she helps you out in what you need to know and what you need to do. And one of the questions that I actually got for you today was, do you do taxes? And I said, yes, she does. she does my taxes. So, you know, I want you to, everybody listening to know that if you want to work with the tax grandma, that you can call me, get her number, and I'm going to get that to them.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much and have an awesome week.
Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. We'd like to welcome JMJ Financial Group to Mortgage Mom Radio. Since opening their doors in Southern California in 1992, yes, folks, 1992, JMJ Financial Group has been changing perspectives one person at a time, one-on-one contact. JMJ Financial Group is a mortgage bank with every loan program that you could need under one roof. FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, and jumbo. What program do you need? They're going to work with you one-on-one. They're a full-service, customer-centric mortgage lender. Do you require real estate services too? It can be quick and simple with the right guidance. JMJ Financial has some great information you can put to use when making your decision. Want to work with JMJ Financial? Don't you want somebody who's going to help you along the way? Call Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word mom to 474747. You trust your mom, so trust who mom trusts. Technology when you need it, human touch when you want it. JMJ Financial. Is this Steve Altonian, my credit cowboy?
This is Steve Altonian, the credit cowboy. How are you?
I'm good. Just wanted to check in with you. You know, me and you talk all the time, and I told you this is a new year, new mom, and you are my credit expert. You've done so much great work for my clients, and I just thought, let's check in. Let's get everybody on the right path for 2019. Let's get it started early.
That is a plan, because the new year brings about hope. It's always something about, you know, freshness, and change is good.
Yeah. So what do we got going on in the credit world these days? What do you see happening? Do you have any advice? Do you have any updates? You know, TransUnion or Equifax or Experian, anybody making any changes to any rules? What do you got for us here early in the year?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things that are down the pipeline. But what I've done, Debbie, just so you know, I kind of tabled that for this week, because I wanted to kind of talk to people about the new you credit-wise, just to understand that there is hope. So the reason I tabled that is because of the fact a lot of people, when they come to me and they come to you, they will think they cannot be successful because of their past.
Absolutely.
They will think because of their credit history or finances or whatever, that they cannot get any further than where they're at today. And that's kind of what I want to shatter today, you know, because I know what you're all about working with you guys the last few years. It's about getting people into homes, having a roadmap, and really taking a solid approach to the whole loan process.
It all starts
with credit.
Yeah, no, it does. And I get those calls. Obviously, you're in credit repair, so you get the calls daily. That's what you deal with. But, you know, I get calls, I get emails all of the time about people that are asking me, you know, what do we do? And so, like, for example, just this week, I got an email, and it said, you know, hello, I heard you guys on the radio a while back and thought I'd reach out. My spouse and I both have terrible credit. We are looking to rent a place and wonder if we can buy. He makes $120,000 to $200,000 a year and has constant work. We don't have any savings. We also have a large tax debt that hasn't been paid. Please advise. That is a very, very common question, phone call, text message, and email that I get, you know, on almost daily. So that's why I thought it was so important to get you on and see what we could talk about. What can you do? What kind of tips, advice do you have to get people going? I mean, I feel, you know, if I could get this girl to call you, Steve, and talk to you about some credit repair, I feel like we could possibly have her in a home, you know, before the end of the year. And I think a lot of people in her situation just almost feel as though there's no way to get there. There's no way to do it. You know, it's just not possible. They're going to be in the situation that they're in for years and years to come. They'll just never be able to get there. And, you know, I want to create that hope for people that there is a way to get there. So somebody like this, and I know how I responded, you know, to her, but somebody like this, how would you respond? What would you say, Steve?
Well, she's saying, so many of the right things, and, you know, she's tired, you know, and that's what's most important. And keep in mind, there's a family dynamic. So, you know, when there's a family dynamic, you have to get everybody on board, and it's a beautiful thing when the family really gets behind each other. So, you know, what's it going to take to change something? Well, first of all, you know, there has to be a decision. This lady, the email that you're referencing, which I got this morning as well, she definitely is made a decision. She's tired of her situation. And no major changes in anyone's life is ever going to come without that decision.
Right.
Decide what matters. What doesn't.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, cut out all the stuff.
Yeah, she's tired of not having good credit. She's tired of having the tax debt. She's tired of being a renter and throwing her money away. And so this is the perfect, that's why I read the email. I want everybody out there listening, if they're in the same situation, to know that that's something that they can reach out to us about, that we can talk about and help them to get them moving forward.
Yeah, it's like anything else in life. And, you know, I can only make reference to myself. You know my journey. I always struggled with my weight for years, you know, and I made a decision, it was 4 years ago, and it took a while to kind of get where I'm at. I was actually 272. You know, I remember somebody saying something, they wanted me to join the Biggest Loser, and I said, there's no way I'm going to do it. I mean, I was weaving, wobbling, but I heard my voice, I heard every excuse, and I realized that's all it was. So the decision, the change came there, you know, and what happens with people when they make a decision, you know, now you've got something that is tangible, something you can hold on to, and then you can begin to dedicate, and then you get the desire, and then you get the discipline and the drive, and you begin to build momentum. So she can change her life. This is a woman, you know, she has the income, and she's saying, hey, why are we not there? And it's a beautiful thing. And she realized that she had the capacity, but she's also saying, hey, I need a little help.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, so just to kind of dissect the message that she sent for everybody that's out there listening, one of the things that she mentioned was that she's got a large tax debt that hasn't been paid. And so one thing I want everybody, we've said it over and over on our show in the past, but this is one I think that will actually hit home. All you need to do is set up a payment arrangement. For me, in mortgage, to do a loan for somebody that has tax debt, that is okay. But we need to just see that you've got a payment plan set up, that you are making payments to, you know, the IRS or to the state, whoever that tax debt is with. And as long as we can confirm that the arrangement's been made with a copy of the payment agreement, and we can see that you've made your first payment for that payment agreement, you are now eligible for financing. Now back out, you know, we've got to also get the credit in, you know, in order to get the credit ready for financing as well. And, you know, the down payment piece, I mean, she's making $100,000 to $120,000 a year if she's buying in LA County. We don't even need a down payment. We could be doing down payment assistance as long as we can get that credit score to 640. So we have so many pieces here. Like I said, we could easily get this woman into a home before the end of the year. So talk a little bit about what, you know, what would you do? How do we get that credit score up? We know that that debt, that tax debt, even if it is a lien, is no longer on a credit report. They removed those liens from being reported. So what would you do as far as credit to start working with her to get that credit score up?
Okay, so the laws on public records with tax liens changed last year in 2017. So they don't show up on the public records, as you're well aware, but there is a way for you guys to track them. You know,
well, obviously, we're going to see it.
Like just
yes, right. Just because Nexus it's not Lexus. On the just because it's not on the credit report, we will find it. I want everybody out there. I didn't understand. We will see it. We will find it. So we do still have to address it.
Right, and this woman would be, let's say, about 75% of people would say, "I'm never going to be able to get into a loan because of her situation." But you've already debunked that myth. We can get you into a payment plan, and you can get a loan. So that's a typical person saying, hey, I can never, not this lady, but someone else saying, hey, I can never get a loan. I owe the IRS 100. Well, guess what? You can, because you need to make a payment plan. And this is exactly what we're talking about. There is a solution, but everything has to be brought to the table. So with her, as far as the score is concerned, there's probably other areas on the report, you know, where we're going to get the scores up. So as far as the tax liens, it doesn't have an impact on the credit score these days because of the way it's been set up. That was changed. However, you know, mortgage companies will see it. So there's other items on her report, whether it's late payments, charge-offs, collections, they're hurting her, or maybe overusing credit cards. She might not have enough credit cards.
Right.
It's just taking her where she's at and just, you know, looking at her body of work, her credit history.
Right. So talk about your program a little bit. If she entered your program, what exactly is it that you're going to do with her?
The first thing we do is we sit down with them and give them a customized plan, you know, based on where she's at, you know, in her goals, and we'll go over everything that's important to her. you know, was paying off credit cards, paying off her tax liens. But as far as the credit is concerned, we're going to go after late payments, charge-offs, and collections.
Okay, so hold on really quick, Steve. I'm going to stop you only because I think this is really important. For everybody that is listening to the show right now, if you guys have questions for the Credit Cowboy and you want to get those to me, just text the word MOM to 474747, and you can actually start asking your questions right now, and we'll make sure that we get those questions answered. We'll definitely look at them, view them, and talk about them. So text the word MOM to 474747, and Steve, keep going.
Cool. Yeah. So everything, you know, everything derogatory starts with a late payment. That's how you get a collection. That's how you get a charge off. So when we go after an item, it doesn't mean the infraction didn't happen. You know, most everybody comes to me, they say, hey, I missed the payment. My wife didn't pay it. My old man didn't pay it. The dog ate my homework, whatever the case may be. You know, people have their reason.
There's always an excuse, which is okay, because sometimes it's a very valid excuse, but there is always a reason.
Absolutely. When we legally challenge it, what we're looking for is errors and omissions on the part of the institution that put the item on the credit report. They have to follow almost 500 laws, and if they're found a violation, that item will be deleted. So we're going from a legal standpoint to find errors.
Okay. So I want to kind of understand more of what you do with the client. So they call you up and they say, Steve, my credit sucks.
All right.
Plain
well,
and simple.
All,
where are you going to start with them?
What I want to do is I will just want to, you know, let them know that things can change. You know, I will look at their report and, you know, to be honest with you, I can have someone who hasn't had a late in 2 years, but their credit's messed up. And I can also have someone who's been late the last 3 months. So I kind of got to deal with these people a little differently, you know, and also, you know, it also depends on the person. They might be a young person, they might be a couple, they might be an older person. So I've also got to make sure I can inspire them without being, what's the word, pushy?
Sure.
You know, just to inspire them. It is their credit.
Right.
After all.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to motivate them on that. So I try to get everyone where they're at, try to find that common cord, and then I find, you know, their inspiration and how motivated they are. If they're not, I've got a lot of fire.
Right.
Because any lender that sends a client to me, you know, they're trusting me to help them through the process, to take away the worry, the stress, and that's what we want to do.
Okay.
So we try to make it as simple as possible. You know, put a roadmap. We'll help them to open up credit cards.
And that's where I was going to go next. That's what I was going to ask you. So you're going to actually review their entire credit profile. And not only are you going to attack the negative items that are on the credit report, but you're going to look at it as a whole, almost like I would with a loan application. You know, I'm going to talk to people about their entire situation, their income, which we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show for self-employed borrowers, their credit. You know, I look at the entire package. And so you're going to look at their credit package and you're going to say, you know what, you don't have enough accounts, open up a new card. Here's one that we could, you know, you can do without even getting a credit inquiry, right? So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I will go over, you know, how to open up credit cards. I will look to see how many credit inquiries they've been having. So it could also be the opposite where people have be applying for too much credit. So I'll have to say, you know, slowly roll, pump your brakes. Let's just not have any more credit inquiries while we're going through the process. So I'll go over all that because that's 10% of someone's score.
Right.
So when we go over the credit report, we're going to go over, you know, anything that could be misinformation, try to find, you know, any coding issues. We'll try to find, you know, for example, if someone does say, hey, we had a late payment and it's not legitimate and, you know, a legitimate reason, then I'll have to take their, you know, their case story. But generally, most people don't have a legitimate reason. It's just, hey, I missed it. So when we do it, I try to encourage them, like anything else, to start from where you're at.
Okay, so here's my question. I just want to know an average. I know that every single person is different. Every single credit profile is different. Every creditor that somebody owes or didn't pay or a late payment is with a different lender, you know, whether they've got their loan with Ally Financial or they've got it with TD, you know, Ameritrade or auto, you know, TD Auto Finance is where I was going, or if it's with, you know, Wells Fargo. Every single lender that's given you a loan is going to behave and react differently. So I understand that you can't pin anything down. But on average, let's say that you have somebody that is, you know, in the 500, low 500 credit score range, and we've got to get them up to a 640. What do you typically see? What is kind of an average amount of time that somebody needs to be in your program to get to that point?
If someone's in the low fives and we need 640, it's probably going to be about a 3 to 5 month turn. You know, we need a little bit of momentum. It's funny, but sometimes people be like, it's going to take that long. And, you know, I think in my head, well, it didn't take, you know, it took quite a while for it to get there. So,
it took years for you to destroy it. Can you give us a couple months here?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Honestly, if you would have told me 12 months, I would have been impressed. And you're telling me 3 to 5 months on average, that's absolutely amazing. So it just takes me back to that person that emailed me, you know, and I'm saying, hey, there is a way for us to get you into a home and we can do it, you know, before the end of the year. So that's absolutely doable and obtainable.
Yeah. And the time is now. When someone has an inspiration to get a home and they're inspired, you do want to act on it. You know, it's a fact, you know, I'm a songwriter, but it's a fact, when you have an idea, if you do not put that idea down on paper, like immediately, it'll leave you.
Yep.
You know, so when you have an inspiration in life, whatever it is, whether it be a dad, get a mom, get a friend, making more money, being healthier, you know, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Steve, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really appreciate it. We're going to have you on the show more often. I want you to start doing just some quick tips for us weekly so that we can, you know, all keep our credit under control. Anybody out there listening that wants to get a hold of Steve, wants to talk about credit loss solutions and getting yourself enrolled in the program, please just reach out to me. Text the word MOM to 474747. All you've got to do is text me and say Credit Cowboy, and I will make sure that I get back to you with all of Steve's contact information. So, you know, once again, just text the word MOM to 474747 and just put in your body of your message, Credit Cowboy. So Steve, thank you so much for being on. I so appreciate it. And we are going to definitely have you more in the future. So start thinking about some tips weekly that you can give us.
Yeah, I've got them already ready. You know, 2019 is going to rock, and let's rock on, people. The Mortgage Mom.
Hi, this is Debbie, the Mortgage Mom. We'd like to welcome JMJ Financial Group to Mortgage Mom Radio. Since opening their doors in Southern California in 1992, yes, folks, 1992, JMJ Financial Group has been changing perspectives one person at a time, one-on-one contact. JMJ Financial Group is a mortgage bank with every loan program that you could need under one roof. FHA, VA, USDA, conventional, and jumbo. What program do you need? They're going to work with you one-on-one. They're a full-service, customer-centric mortgage lender. Do you require real estate services too? It can be quick and simple with the right guidance. JMJ Financial has some great information you can put to use when making your decision. Want to work with JMJ Financial? Don't you want somebody who's going to help you along the way? Call Mortgage Mom Radio, 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word MOM to 474747. You trust your mom, so trust who mom trusts. Technology when you need it, human touch when you want it. JMJ Financial. I have got one of my favorite moms here in the studio with me. And trust me, it took quite a bit of dragging to get her here. But I've got Heidi Points with me. Good morning.
Good morning. Let me ask, who gets up this early?
She's licking the microphone. I had to drag her out of bed. She wasn't very happy about being here. I said, woman, I've been doing this for 2.5 years, waking up super early. You can come in and do this with me.
That's what happens when you're crazy.
It is. I know I'm absolutely crazy, but that's why you work with me. That's why we get along so well.
True, true.
So this is Heidi Points, or Heidi Slagle Points. I don't know which way that she likes to go these days, but she is one of my absolute favorite moms. We have been friends for a good amount of time. I'd say 2010 or 11. I mean, it's been a long time. I'm going to say 2011, I believe. You know, I was working at Wells Fargo, and I transferred from Newport Beach to Valencia, and you were there working there too. And, you know, we just met and kind of hit it off, and it's been a fantastic friendship.
Yeah, our boys happened to go to the same school, so immediately connected and just went off from there into a crazy world of moms and kids and mortgage.
Moms, kids, work, and mortgage. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I couldn't do what I do without you. I want everybody to understand that, you know, Heidi is working right alongside me. She is an intricate part of the entire Mortgage Mom Radio process from start to finish. You're going to work with me. You're going to talk with me. I'm going to give you that roadmap, that plan. And then when it starts coming down to paperwork and getting things put together, Heidi really takes over. And it's really pretty amazing the knowledge that she has. You can't get a better team than the two of us sitting right here, you know, behind the radio right now or behind the microphone. So what in your mind, Heidi, are some cool things that you've never heard me talk about on air?
You know, we don't talk a lot about our self-employed borrowers or clients, as I always call them.
You are right.
Which is kind of my niche. It's something I really enjoy doing.
It's your wheelhouse.
It's my wheelhouse. It's definitely my wheelhouse. A lot of times we call it non-QM.
Yep.
So it's a little bit more what I like to do and what I'm more comfortable doing.
And so, you're good at it. So I'm just going to interview you. I'm going to make you talk a lot more than what you hoped, because I know you kept saying, oh, Debbie, just talk a lot and I'll just be there. And I'm like, no, I'm going to make
you're good at it.
I know. Well, you're good at it too. You're good at it too. I just have to ask you the right questions. So I'm going to ask you to explain to everybody what non-QM is. What does that mean?
It basically means it's not a Fannie or Freddie mortgage. It goes out to an investor.
More portfolio.
So I always call it more of a jumbo loan. It's something that doesn't fall within the box.
That's right. And people aren't necessarily, it's not a qualified mortgage. So it's a non-qualified, which means that you're not submitting W-2s, tax returns, pay stubs. It's really, really focused around that self-employed borrower. I love that word.
Right.
And I've been saying it for 20 something years. I still don't get it out right. But it's really focused on them because, you know, a lot of times self-employed borrowers are going to write a lot off from their tax returns, not necessarily show their full income potential. You know,
someone I call the non-cookie cutter employed client.
Yes.
Someone that has their income coming from self-employment, rental, assets that are being distributed to them. So a lot of different ways of getting their income that isn't the typical W-2, you know, pay stub borrower
right.
and client that comes into us.
So let's talk, you actually just together, obviously, mm-hmm. we closed it. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, the file that we just closed for the gentleman. It was a $1.3 million purchase, a little bit over than that. But it was, you know, it was up north. They were buying in Santa Barbara County.
Yep.
And he was self-employed, you know, owns a couple pizza restaurants, doesn't necessarily show a whole lot of income at the end. You know, you're writing off all of your expenses and doing a really good job at not having to pay taxes. So,
right,
you know, we applaud you for
do.
That. Absolutely applaud you for that. But let's talk about that a little bit, because I think that that's something that is really important, that the possibility of what we can do for these clients is pretty amazing. So talk about it. It was $1.35 million. What did we put down on that deal?
I think we did 15% down. And we actually were able to get them qualified because we couldn't do it with their tax returns because of the write-offs and everything, which is, you know, great. That's what most self-employed clients want to do. They need to write off as much as they can so that they get the best return. However, when we looked at it, we used what we call a bank statement loan. So we go through and we take all of the income that they show into their business returns and or personal. We can also use personal. It's just a little bit more work. And we calculate their income based on
their
deposits and go from there. So it is possible,
right?
Because they are bringing in this income. It's just not a cookie cutter loan, but we were able to do it, got it done very quickly, and got them into their house.
Absolutely. So that turned out to be 15% down payment, which is pretty amazing. It's very difficult even to find that in a QM product or a qualified mortgage,
right.
Even in a normal jumbo product, it is hard to find 15% down payment at a $1.35 million purchase. So we did 15% down, but not only that, we used 24 months of the bank statements to qualify
yep.
them. So we were looking at the deposits that they made over that 24 month period. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we closed them, I think it took us about 2 weeks. I mean, it was really amazing.
Very quick, obviously had wonderful clients that worked with us, wonderful CPA that worked with us, but fairly simple.
Fairly simple. Absolutely. And, you know, everybody that's out there listening, I know, again, we haven't really talked a lot about self-employed borrowers over the 2.5 years that we've done this. And I'm happy that you brought that up, Heidi, because it is a big, big piece of what we do. It's a big piece of our business. And we know that you guys are out there listening right now and you've got questions. So make sure that you're texting me those questions. Text the word mom to 474747, or feel free to give me a call right now. And I'm more than happy to answer those questions for you as well. So give me a call at 844-935 865-365-3634. I just want everybody to know that there is a loan for everybody. Now, if your credit, like we talked with the, you know, the credit cowboy a little bit earlier in the show, if your credit's in the 500 range, you know, 520, 530, 540, it's going to be a little bit difficult to find you that loan. We do have loans that start at a 580 credit score. Those, obviously, you're going to have to income qualify. We can't do a bank statement program, but we can do a loan for you at a 580. So everybody listening, if you've thought about buying a home, it is the new year. It's a new you. It's a new mom. It's a new show. You know, we want to make sure that you are reaching out, and we are going to get you into a house this year. If you, the earlier that they reach out to us in the year, the more, you know, opportunity that they have. Right. To close on a home in 2019.
Yeah, I would definitely say, you know, if you're self-employed, if you're employed simply by getting rental income, get a hold of us, give the Mortgage Mom a call. Let us look at your returns from 16, 17. If you haven't, you know, filed 18, if you have, you're amazing because you're way ahead of the game.
Right. Well, I don't even think that they can't, they can have their draft done, but I don't, yeah, they can draft right now at this point. And if you've done that, kudos to you.
Right. Amazing.
Yes.
But give us a chance to look at it and let you know what you would qualify for the way that you've filed already for 16, 17. It gives you an idea of looking at your 18 returns. It gives you some options to talk to your CPA about, your accountant about, and looking forward. Also, don't discount yourself because you're writing off a lot of stuff. Like we said, we can do bank statement loans. We can also do what we call no ratio loans.
Yeah. So let's get into that here in a minute, because I love that. I don't want to miss on that. We're going to definitely talk about that this hour. No ratio loan. So if you guys are out there, that means we are not qualifying you by your debt ratio, by the income on your tax returns, your pay stub. It is a no ratio loan. So we're going to get into that one too. Again, text us, text the word mom to 474747, or call us. I know that you guys are out there with questions right now, especially hearing this. This is really big news. 844-935-3634. But one thing that you did mention that I wanted to go back to before we hit the no ratio was people that, you know, they're getting ready. It's a new year. They've got to file those taxes. And we've been talking about that for the last couple of weeks. We have Tax Grandma on. She was on again earlier. But what it allows us to do when people reach out to us right now and they let us review their loan right now, get us an application, let us do it, let us review everything about you and in detail, we can show you what you'd qualify for today based on 16 and 17 tax returns if you're self-employed, right? But we can also show you, if you know what 18 looked like, what will you qualify for based on 18 once you file it? And maybe there's a better way to file it. Maybe there's, you know, we can get a little bit more creative in the filing, take a little bit more in the home office expense, take a little bit more in the mileage expense, take a little bit more in the depreciation, where we can give you those added just paper write-offs back to help you to qualify for more, you know, once you get that filed.
Yeah, because what happens is in mortgage, we look at things a little different than when you're doing your write-off with your federal returns. We will add things back in or not.
Right, depending on what you decided to write off.
So definitely give us the opportunity to let you know what we would consider your income versus maybe how you look at your income or how your CPA or accountant does.
Exactly. And that just gives you that better opportunity. So, you know, okay, right now with what I've gotten, with what I've been doing, I'm going to qualify for $400,000. But if we do it just a little bit differently, maybe you can qualify for more, and all you've got to do is get those returns done. We're right here at the beginning. So just give us that opportunity. Right. Call us, let us review, do the application, go online, go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on the apply. We're not going to pull your credit report immediately. We are literally going to call you first, create, you know, a time to talk and a consultation and go through your situation with you, get your permission to pull your credit report and start to look at your entire package. So I didn't want to miss that piece just because you mentioned it and I thought it was really important. Okay, so Heidi, do you want to hang around just a little bit longer and help me answer some of these text messages that we've been getting this morning?
Might as well. You already pulled me out of bed.
Okay. So I did get a text message. Somebody did actually ask for the tax grandma's number. And so I'm going to go ahead and respond to her and give her that. But she's also asking me, does she actually do taxes? And the answer to that question is yes. Denise Taylor is, it does do taxes. She will work with you. You will become her personal client. Denise is pretty amazing. She does my taxes. So I am going to, for everybody out there that texts the word mom and asks for Denise Taylor, all you have to do is say Denise Taylor or text grandma. If you want her number, I'm going to get that to you. So, okay. So I did get a text message as well. Here's another one. Let's just get into the next one because we want to get these all out before the end of the show. It says, there was a program about real estate investing. And that's where it stops. So for everybody that's out there listening, hey, guys, the program for real estate investing is Mortgage Mom Radio. If you guys have questions, just give us a call and talk to us. There is nothing that between me and Heidi and Larry and everybody that's on my team that we cannot give you an answer to. We can help you with anything that you need. Sometimes, guys, you want to get a little bit more detailed in your text messages, so make sure that you do that.
I feel like they were just asking about everything, so it was wide open. You can talk about anything you want.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, one thing that I do want to mention, though, that we haven't, and I know you're going to love this because you're as big of a country fan as I am.
Oh, yes.
We have got some Morgan Wallen tickets to give out. And that just, you know, it brought me to that because of the questions. And the way that we're going to actually determine who the winner of those tickets are, it's going to be based on who can give us the best question for our upcoming workshop. So we're going to do that live February 10th.
Yes.
Heidi's going to be there.
I am. And it's not at 7 a.m. because then I wouldn't be there.
So we had originally said we were going to do February 2nd. But, you know, I've mentioned it a couple times as well. You know, we're moms. We're busy. Things are going on. I have to actually fly back to Chicago to take care of my dad for a couple of days. He's going to have some heart surgery done. And so we had to move that date. Then we really wanted to do February 9th. But it's hard with our schedules to try to get everybody put together. So we're going to actually do February the 10th. And if you guys want more information about that, if you text the word mom to 474747, there is a link that you can click on to get more information about that. We're going to be Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and you guys will be able to actually watch us. And what we're going to do is take all of the questions that come in for the Morgan Wallen tickets. We're going to answer all of those questions, but we're going to also take you from A to Z through the home buying process. And then afterwards, we are going to actually announce the winner. So 11 o'clock, Facebook Live, YouTube Live. Make sure you guys subscribe to our pages, whichever, you know, vehicle that you like to use, whether you're a Facebook person or you're a YouTube person, but make sure you find us Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't forget the radio, but you will find us, follow us, and make sure that you guys can see us live at 11 on February the 10th. But how do you get those questions to us? Go to my website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and you can see the about/us at the top of the page, and you'll see workshop and click on the workshop and it'll give you more details. Again, you can text the word mom to 474747, and there is a link that'll take you straight to the website. Or if you have downloaded the phone app and you have that phone app on your phone, there is actually a workshop button on that phone app as well. Hey, you know what else is on my phone app, Heidi?
What?
Email Heidi.
Oh, that's so awesome, because I love email. And just remember, email, Facebook, all about it. If you try and tweet me or Twitter me or whatever that is, I don't know, because I'm old.
We tweet. Mortgage Mom Radio does tweet, so you guys can find us there. But no, Heidi does not tweet.
No.
But from the phone app, you can, if you actually have questions, you're a self-employed borrower and you've got a pretty complicated scenario. Obviously, I can answer those questions, but Heidi is really the guru in those programs at our office, and you can actually email her direct. There's also a call us button. So, I mean, it's pretty simple. Just go to contact us, click on it, and it'll give you the option to call us right from the phone app, right to the office, or you can email Heidi, email Debbie, email Larry. Larry's coming on next week, so you guys are going to get to meet him. I'm going to start calling him the mortgage dad, but he is really the dad of our office. He's you know, probably about the same age as my parents.
Right.
So it's great to have him around, and with his wisdom and advice and knowledge, you know, we feel that we're really good at what we do. We've both been doing this for well over 20 years, but Larry has been doing it for probably 35 years.
And so, I'm going to guess he doesn't tweet either.
I'm going to guess that he doesn't tweet. I do know that he's on Facebook. Not sure how often that he uses it, but that does not take away his knowledge and his wisdom and what he knows and how good that he is at what he does. So if you're out there and you're listening, you guys like to, you know, for whatever reason, you just gravitate towards a man right there on the phone app, you guys can email Larry. So we've got all of our contact information there. So the phone app is really cool. I would definitely download it. You guys can run payments to figure out what would your monthly payment look like, especially if you're just starting to consider possibly buying. You're renting now. You don't know what a new mortgage might look like for you. Just gives you those tools to play around a little bit and get some information if you're not quite ready to reach out yet. But I can tell you, it's 2019. It is a new year. It's the beginning of the year. If you've thought about wanting to buy a home, even if you don't feel that you can, whatever the circumstances are, the first step is to reach out. The first step is to call us, email us, go to the website, put in an inquiry, send us a message, let us get in touch with you, let us talk to you, and let us make, you know, those dreams come true. That was actually one of the commercials that we had running this week, if you guys have all been out there listening to our commercials throughout the week. And I said, you know, we're going to talk to Heidi, one of my new moms, and we're going to talk about how do we make dreams come true. So what do you give them? What's your last take of advice here on this one?
Just remember, it's out there for everybody. It's never too early, and it's possible.
I love that. That was so strong. And if I asked you to say it again, you probably couldn't.
No.
I talk to Heidi all of the time and I say, hey, I'm going to write this email. What do you think I should say? You know, and just depending on what it's about. And she'll spew something off and I'll say, it's fantastic. Hold on. Come with me to my, you know, my office. Let's do it again. And she's like, I can't do it again.
But that's
when you know it's real. That's when you know it's human. So on that note, we're going to say goodbye for this week. We'll be back next week, of course. And you know that our numbers are open. Our phones are open. Just because I'm off air at 8 o'clock doesn't mean I'm gone. We want you guys to keep reaching out, keep texting us, keep calling us, and we're going to stay as long as we need to make sure that every single person that has tried today has, you know, been responded to. If we didn't read your text message that you sent today, we will respond to the text message. And then, hey, listen again next week because we're going to read it. You'll hear it. We're going to make sure that we get to every single person and we get you guys on air.
Yep. Thanks for having me. And if you need anything, just shoot me an email.
All right. Sounds good. Talk to y'all next week.